the growing market for research peptides, opportunities and risks. The research peptide market has been growing silently for years. However, it is becoming increasingly difficult to overlook. What was once confined to academic laboratories has begun to spread to a wider research ecosystem. Independent research organizations, biotech startups, and small purchasers looking to see where the potential lies. It is not hype. Peptides are getting a lot of attention for good reason. The growing profile of peptide research. Peptides occupy a special space between small particles and complete proteins. They can be specific enough to target particular biological pathways, but they are fairly easy to synthesize and modify. That combination makes them appealing to study in various research fields, including metabolic health and tissue repair. On the practical side, many researchers are interested in the effects of certain peptides to regulate signaling in the body. In theory, peptides can be more focused on specific processes than broader interventions. That's the opportunity. However, it comes with a catch: the supply side is uneven. The market for research peptides is not concentrated like more established markets for pharmaceutical compounds. There is no uniform standard that would apply to ensure consistency among vendors. The purity, storage, and even labeling may vary more than most purchasers anticipate. That means researchers operate in an environment where two samples with identical names behave differently in practice. That is a significant issue for researchers looking to achieve repeatable results with data they can rely on. That explains why there is so much talk surrounding certain compounds. Not just how they work, but in how they are sourced and processed. References to compounds such as a Clau peptide often come with as much focus on verification and sourcing as on the peptide itself. Accessibility doesn't mean simple. There is a common misunderstanding. People often believe that since peptides are easier to work with, you don't need the same operating standards in the lab. That is not the case. Peptides do not negate the need for a controlled work environment, proper handling, and a clear direction in what you are studying. Without proper protocols, results will be inconsistent and unreliable. The barrier to entry might not be as high as with some other types of research, but it is still there. The supply side. The supply side has a gray area. There is a noticeable space between what is clearly legitimate and operators doing things that are, in some cases, questionable. In the space between these two, you'll find suppliers who sell to labs and those operating in gray areas. The financial risk is only one element. Substandard peptides can negate entire research lines. Once data is polluted, it's difficult to scrub clean. Individuals who take time seriously in this area are likely to see beyond marketing statements. They focus on purity data, preferably with third-party testing. Consistent batch information. Transparent storage and delivery procedures. Real assertions on what a peptide is capable of. When a supplier is making big promises too quickly, that is a sign that something is not right. Future directions. The need for research peptides will not disappear. In fact, it is likely to expand as more applications are discovered and the methods of synthesis become more efficient. However, this may result in an industry that splinters even further. On one side, you'll have more organized, controlled suppliers that operate in ways similar to the pharmaceutical industry. To the other extreme, you'll see a loose array of suppliers offering varied quality, with the responsibility for quality control mostly falling on the purchaser. That is the bottom line for everyone in this space. The opportunity exists. However, long-term participation will depend on disciplined risk management and a rigorous approach to quality, compliance, and due diligence.